Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
All right, gang, here we are once again. Another day, another DM Deep Dive to get through. Thank you, by the way, for all the DMs that you were sending in to any of the Kiss social accounts. They make their way to Maria, brings them to the show so we can talk about them.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hey, Roz. Okay, so Cody says, I had to say hey back. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was listening to episode 60 of the podcast. Yeah. And Roz was talking about wedding rings, and he wore his old one all the time and that he would lose it if he took it off. Now that he's married, does he wear his ring all the time, even in the shower, or has he lost it yet?
I do wear my ring in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I have no reason to take it off. I took it off over Christmas when I was working with Sausage.
Okay.
That would hurt.
Uh-huh.
And that was it, really.
Care to explain?
When I was working with Sausage?
Actually, don't.
Uh-huh. Or it was...
No, we're cool.
It was right before...
We're an all-inclusive, all-accepting show.
Yes.
So we're good, bro.
It was right before the stuffing.
My man.
Should I call you Lisa? Right.
So I took it off then.
Okay.
I took it off then. But other than that, I leave all my ring. I have three rings on one hand. I don't wear any other hand. I don't know why anymore. But my problem is that my finger size fluctuates so greatly between winter and summer.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't have a perfect ring size. So in the summer, my wedding ring is very difficult to get off.
Yeah.
And like in the winter, it just slides off. Like sometimes if I'm drying my hand, it comes off in the towel.
Bro, if somebody took the video footage of what you just did and blurred it.
No.
You had a blur effect of that?
I'm just sliding the ring up and down,
uh-huh,
right? You can see how easily it comes off.
That's what she said.
Right?
Next DM, please,
Maria. Oh, my God. Okay, Chris says, I'm one of the many listeners not in the same city as you. I'm actually across the country in Langley, B.C., I work early most days, but Fridays I'm not able to listen to the show live as much as other days. Is there any chance Mocha can add his It's Friday to the thing, sorry, to the podcast on Friday that drops so I don't miss it live?
Why won't I just do it now?
Ooh.
Because the DM Deep Dive podcast.
Right.
Is different from the Friday episode podcast.
Yeah. Like, and that just because we release a podcast on a Friday. That podcast that we release on a Friday also becomes a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday podcast because it just lives there all the time.
So why wouldn't I just do it like right now?
Do it right now.
Do it. Chris, this is for you and everybody else. It's Friday!
I would have taken my ring off to handle that one.
Next DM, please.
Okay. Dan says, what are each of your favorite games to play on the show?
I used to love playing Snapped and Pinched until our boss told us to stop.
We can't even play Pinched?
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh,
are we allowed
damn.
To play Pinched?
Yeah, we can play Pinched.
I didn't know we were allowed to play Pinched.
We never said anything about Pinched.
I do like Mouth Charades. I do like 5 and 7. I do like Rub It On My Face. 5 and 7, I would say, is my number one.
5 and 7 is my favorite as well.
Yeah.
That's my favorite game to play.
Do you have a memory?
Yeah.
I... Excuse me.
I'm a goner?
I quite enjoy Mouth Charades.
I what? You have croup. No. Okay, I don't know.
Okay, what?
Mouth Charades.
Okay.
Mouth Charades.
Yeah. Maria, do you have a favorite game that you enjoy hearing on the show?
I've always loved 30 Seconds or Less.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
You know what?
Always loved that one.
I'm going to change my answer. 30 yeah. seconds or less is my favorite, and then 5 and 7.
Gotcha.
First woman ever. Gotcha. First woman ever to say that.
Yeah.
Next one.
Wow, Shim. Look at Shim clapping for himself. Yeah.
Thought I was going to get some more support.
You have a favorite one, Shim?
I like Name That Quarantine. I really like that.
All right, thank you, everyone. That was a wonderful round of DM deep dives that we got into today. Keep your DMs coming in on any of the KISS social accounts. Maria gets them, brings them to the show where we discuss. Thank you for that, Maria.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Time once again to get into the DM deep dive. Love this part of the show because you never know what comments or questions you're going to get in the DMs.
That's true. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Okay. So Carlsberg says, if Mocha, Maria, Maury, or Shem wrote memoirs next, whose would be the most exciting?
Oh, damn.
Exciting. Interesting.
Okay. Okay. Now, flat out, like you are going to be balls out honest in your memoir, right?
Yeah.
Like this is you laying everything out on the table. 100%. Damn it, Maury's.
Oh,
100%, damn it, Maury.
But you know what, though? I don't know how much, like, would you be 100% honest, though, Maury?
Oh, I've
because sometimes
said,
your stories little embellished.
No, like, I have a ton of radio stories that I've
been nobody wants
to
hear the radio stories.
Like, of people in radio and
nobody
stuff.
Wants to hear that.
No one wants to read about me.
Memoir is, man.
Bro.
Yeah.
No.
Ross
no.
wrote about TV stuff.
No.
Not
briefly,
a lot, though.
Not a lot. Very little.
No, mine would be all about, like, you know, like radio stuff.
No, it would not.
Nerd.
Then it's going to be boring. Then you're off my list. You know what I want to hear about more? The times you got driven home from doing stuff.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Or like, the times
when you
had
get
to drive
car,
somewhere
when you got
to
in a car with a stranger because you got yourself into a situation.
Oh,
right?
I thought you meant the other radio story where
No. Oh, that too. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That guy. That guy can be in the book. Yeah.
Do you have a title for your memoir, Maury?
Oh my God. I thought like, is this thing on?
Why don't you call it Yes, I'm Really Like That?
Yeah, I like that one.
That would be the best title for your book.
Okay, sure.
That would be the best title. But yes, so this is the thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
If we're talking, you are going to be honest about everything.
And you have to be honest, Maury.
And lay it out, right?
I mean, like, this is all hypothetical.
All hypothetical. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that if everybody decided to be 100% honest about everything, right? Maury's book would be the one I would be looking most forward to reading. I think, anyway.
Is this thing on?
Yes. Yes. And it's just the cover is the picture of your microphone tattoo on your arm.
Oh, yeah, your lamp tattoo.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Next DM. Maria.
All right. Steven says, question for the room. In what order are you guys most likely to be swayed by tarot cards and horoscopes from least to most likely?
By what?
My vote?
By what?
Tarot cards or horoscopes?
Tarot cards.
Tarot cards.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
From least to most likely, my vote for least likely is Roz. But after that, I actually have no idea.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I think Maria for sure is number one on the list, right?
Yes.
I think it goes Maria, and then Maury, and then Shem, then myself, then Roz.
No.
I don't know if I'm next.
I don't think so.
You are, dude.
I agree with that order.
I don't believe in the cards. I believe in fortune tellers.
Okay. So, yeah. So, that's your number two.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. 100%. I think that if somebody sat down and blew your mind with tarot cards, Maury, you would never shut up about it.
Yeah.
Like, you would never shut up about it. Yeah. Maria, for sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the real one in dispute here now is Shem. You really feel
no way
that you should not be
dude.
I'm too pragmatic for that stuff. I really am. Way too pragmatic for that stuff.
What if God sent you a message?
Yes, I believe in the Lord. Thank you, Maria. Yes,
okay.
Correct. Not cards.
Okay. But what does it? But yeah, exactly. What if somebody said God sent a message?
That's different than tarot cards, though.
No, but what if it was a message from God through tarot cards?
God doesn't send messages through tarot cards.
Why do you know that? How do you know that?
Because I have a relationship with God.
But what if the tarot card reader has a different relationship with God?
That's their relationship. I'm talking about my relationship
with
God.
But what if God gave them a message to give to you?
That's not my God. My God wouldn't do that.
Okay. Maria, have you ever been to someone that read like tarot cards or read your palm or anything like that?
I haven't had a reading done on me, but I know people who have done readings.
And?
And it's been pretty accurate.
Can't lie. Wait, give us an example of something that someone told to someone you know and that thing came true.
So I know someone who the tarot card reader basically was like, you're going to break up with their significant other.
Yeah.
And they were going to get a new job and both things happened.
Okay. My grandmother used to read tea leaves.
Oh, yeah.
For people. She was one of those.
How do you do that?
I had that done.
So I guess you get a cup of tea and you break the bag, right?
Okay.
Like a regular tea bag? You empty the bag into a cup.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then you make your tea. And then when you're done your tea, the way that the tea sits on the bottom of the cup would give her messages.
Yeah.
And so she would take your teacup and look in the bottom of the teacup and be like, oh, yes.
No, but then
yes,
they also yes. pour it out and like there are, you know, something about how many are broken.
Oh, no. She used to just look in the cup. She used to look in the bottom of your mug. You would take your last sip and then she'd hand you the cup and she'd go, oh, yeah, Roger's cheating on you.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to drink the tea?
Yes.
Greeks do something very similar, but with coffee.
Okay, and
so
what's a coffee thing?
So after you take the last sip, you flip the cup over. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you let it like sit for a few seconds, and then you flip it back over and you read the whole inside of the cup. Kind of like in Harry Potter when they do the cup reading.
Yeah. So exactly like Harry Potter?
Kind of, yeah. We're all wizards out here.
So have you done that too?
I have, yeah.
And?
But it was years ago. I don't even remember what was said.
Anyway, I think the list stands. I really do. I think it goes Maria, Maury, Shem, Mocha, me.
Quickly, we got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Rachel said, I was listening to episode number 464 of the podcast where someone DM'd asking why Shem is the only Guyanese member of the crew that identifies as black. I just wanted to add that my grandmother is from Guyana too, but she's white and of Portuguese descent. Nobody ever believes me when I say I have a Guyanese grandmother because I'm white. I love what you add to the show and keep up the great work, everyone.
Mm. Yeah. They got a lot of Portuguese Guyanese out there.
I'm also the only person on the show that's black.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
Like, I mean, that's obvious, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't identify as black. He is black.
Yeah. Only once. It would be weird. It would be weird if you identified as something other than black.
Yeah. Very true.
Yep. Like, that would be the weird part of it. But Guyanese are like all sort of all colors, right?
Yeah. It's just like with Jamaicans, right?
You got
dark skinned Jamaicans, you got light skinned Jamaicans, you got Chinese Jamaicans,
mm-hmm.
right?
Chinese Jamaicans?
Yeah, bro.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Coolest thing ever. I love it.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
Thank you everyone for all of your DMs, all of your comments, your questions. Keep them coming in because we get a chance to talk about them every day. That was awesome. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
DM deep dive time. Thank you, everyone, for all of your submissions. Keep coming in. Any of the KISS social accounts. The DMs go to Maria, who then brings them to the show so we could discuss.
Yes, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, guys, I have to say something before we start.
Okay.
So I've been getting a lot of DMs.
Okay.
And a lot of people asking me.
Yes.
If I am single or not.
Oh, what are some of the DMs you're getting?
So I'm getting ones like, looks like Maria's single. Maybe we should go shot for shot. That was Kara who asked me to go for tequila shots with her. Mm-hmm. Oh. I had people asking me why I was only posting alone while I was in Vegas.
Right.
I had people DMing me saying, looks like my ex is out of the picture. I hope you're okay and well. Uh-huh. Yes, I am single, everyone.
Yes.
All right, single Maria.
I am single, but I am good. I am thriving. I am happy, and we are all good.
So when you say thriving, you mean?
I think I'm in the place of letting the crumbles fall where they may.
Okay.
Cool.
You're
good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
Okay, but we got another juicy
DM. When you get back on the dating apps, let us know, okay? Because I got a whole storyline planned for Tinderella.
Oh, no.
Okay? Tinderella storyline.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Maria's not going to say nothing.
I'm hiding everything.
All right.
What do we got today?
Okay. Gabrielle says, I know that you guys will typically ask who your favorites are between Roz and Mocha, but I wanted to give my rankings for the entire show.
Okay.
Okay, so for Gabrielle, it goes, should I go last to first or first to last? What do you guys want?
Last to first.
Okay, so number five is Shem.
Oh, jeez. Oh, damn. Okay,
she says,
yes.
You beat up my poor Maury, so you've got to go last, although I think you're sexy.
Wow.
Beat up Maury? Wow. What are you talking about?
Wow. How the hell did I beat up Maury?
Clarify, Shem did not beat up Maury.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. But you get last for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Number four, Maury. You're so lovable, yet so brittle, as we've learned all at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crash
Number three is myself. She said, girl, your voice is everything, and you're such a great addition to the show. Thank you.
Well, hey. Okay, here we go.
All right,
top
the last two.
Top
the last two.
Two. Here we go. I got this.
Number two.
I'm feeling it.
Is.
Hit me.
Roz.
Oh.
His yeah. wisdom is just so inspiring. That got you number
shoot.
Two.
Oh, shoot. She basically called you old, son.
And number one yeah. is Mocha. She hey! Loves your laugh. Yay.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
Of course.
Okay.
Man, we got some smart listeners out there.
Oh, for God's sake.
Thank you so much, Omar.
Stop it.
Yo,
I know, Shem, bottom of the pack.
Out of the bottom, bro.
Damn. We're all just stacked on top of Shem.
Hey. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Fly Kid says, if you were stuck in the mall for 24 hours, what Ooh. Animal would you rather be stuck with? A gorilla or three venomous snakes, and to just add a little twist, they're all actively chasing you.
Oh, snakes, 100%. And I hate snakes.
Wait, the snakes are chasing you? Or yes. in both Everything. Situations, the snakes and...
The gorilla's chasing gorilla. You. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, snakes.
Yeah, you could lock yourself in a room and mm-hmm. put jeans underneath the door, and the snake's not going to get in.
Yeah.
Right? That gorilla's coming through that wall.
Oh, ripping open doors, windows, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm picking snakes as well.
But, because I thought about this, what if the snakes start coming through the vents?
You
you can't stuff the vents enough.
You have more places to go.
Yeah, more places to hide.
Like here's the other
climb.
Thing. I'm pretty sure if given the opportunity, if I needed to, I could outrun a snake.
Oh, for sure.
Right? I could go upstairs. It's going to take a snake longer to get up a flight of stairs than it would me. Maybe. I don't know. Snakes are very fast.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hedge all my bets and say that, you know, I'm going with gorilla. I could find something to stand on in the food court, right? Where the snake maybe won't be able to get. Like, I'm just, if it's a gorilla, you're destroyed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you're just destroyed.
And gorillas are fast too, man.
Yeah.
Like fast and strong. No.
No.
I'm not messing with no gorilla.
Nope.
I'm picking snake. Wait, don't tell me you picked gorilla, Maria.
You know, for a second, I thought maybe I could become friends with it.
With the gorilla?
Yeah, like, you know, like when, yeah. You become friends with it. You'd be like, listen.
Like Sigourney Weaver?
Kind of.
Like what? You like talk to it?
Yeah, calm it down, give it some food. And
make
then
it trust
run.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, and then run.
Yeah, okay.
And then run.
Uh-huh. Jim?
I don't know. I don't like not knowing where a snake might be. Like that sort of unknown thing really concerns me. I actually might go gorilla.
Really?
I know.
Gorilla.
Seriously.
Oh,
man, just because of the unknown, man. Like I could be like, you know, hiding and then all of a sudden and then up my bum.
No. Oh, wow. Like,
I don't know why I had to go there. I could go literally anywhere else and I decided to go there.
You think that that's what snakes
I'm
do? They
so
go up
sorry.
The bum?
I should just turn my microphone off.
Up the bum.
That was the only option. Yeah.
Like, you didn't even think about like maybe a snake would strangle you to death?
Nothing.
Or bite your foot?
Straight up mom.
Maury, snakes or a gorilla?
A gorilla, because like you can go to the food court and like feed it stuff. And
right.
it
the gorilla is chasing you and wants to kill you.
Yeah, right, but you jump over, you know, a pita pit or whatever and then start feeding it meat.
No, you are dead.
Like start assembling a pita for it?
First of all, gorillas aren't meat eaters.
They're not?
No.
Since
are
all
since
of them?
Since when?
New year, new gorilla.
What animal doesn't love meat?
Gorillas.
Huh.
Herbivores.
Wow. Okay, so I can go to Jamba Juice or Orange Julius and feed it some oranges.
Haven't you ever seen that meme where it's the giant silverback gorilla where he's like, ask me where I get my protein.
Oh my gosh.
Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Mike says, Maria, where in Acton is Roz's sign? I'm there all the time and I never see it.
Oh, the street sign.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's where the Tim Hortons and the beer store are. It's that strip sort of on the main thing. There's a gas station in front, and then behind it is like the beer store and the Tim Hortons, and there's an alley that runs behind all those buildings.
Yeah, but maybe they're not seeing it because it's gone.
What's gone?
No, I'm wondering.
Oh, no, it's still there. I get pictures of it all the time from people.
Okay. Ross Weston Lane, by the way, in Acton.
So just, it's by the, it's and I don't know, maybe there's two Tim Hortons now. I don't even know.
Yo, but Mike, why don't you just like put it in Google Maps or something?
Waze. It doesn't
show up,
Waze.
I don't think it shows up.
All right. Well, there you go, Mike. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Love talking about them every day, so keep them coming in.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
DM Deep Dive. live, ladies and gentlemen. The DMs that you send in to any of the KISS social accounts make their way over to Maria, who manages the DMs and selects them to be talked about, discussed on the show.
Maria, what do we got today?
Okay, well, Jane says, do your partners do anything weird or cause disturbances when sleeping in the same bed as you? How do you manage to sleep beside them? My boyfriend thrashes around, leg twitches every 30 seconds, tickles himself, sleep talks, and snores like a bullhorn. There was one time he rolled over to smack me across the head in his sleep. Do any of your partners do this?
Hold on.
Okay, wait a second.
Tickles himself?
What does that mean?
I was confused on that one.
Like, does he do that to fall asleep, or does he do that in his sleep?
Let's stop it, Shem.
Like,
do you think, like, tickling,
like his like own to
make
chest?
Him, like to make himself laugh, like, or like just...
Like the feeling?
Like caresses his chest or his arm or his neck.
I catch Maury doing that all the time. Maury always tickles his own arm.
My favorite thing
his
to do.
Forearm. He just stands there and like tickles his own forearm.
Or sometimes he takes his hand, reaches behind his head, and then, right? And then like lightly tickles like his forehead and his head.
He rubs his,
right?
What I do now is I go up my shirt to my back and tickle the left side of my back, because then I feel the tangles in my cast.
Oh, because your arm's so broken.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Cool. That's weird. So does he lie? I wonder if he does that. He lies in bed tickling himself.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to sleep. I mean, I could if it was a woman. Like, if Catherine sort of did that, I think it'd be fine. But I don't know if Catherine would
be
fine.
That as
if,
a signal.
Right? True that. Yeah. I mean, so would I. I would never sleep.
Anything is a signal to you guys.
I'd never sleep again.
Yeah. I'll be like, all right, yo, let's go time. Jenna does not do anything like what's being described here. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Right? I'm the one that tosses and turns. Sometimes I snore.
Yeah.
Right? It's always me. Like, she is like already a light sleeper as it is. So any type of movement or anything, like, she's up.
Yeah.
Not her, it's me.
No, Catherine doesn't do anything. The only thing she does is she sticks her leg in the air when she's sleeping sometimes. And I wake up to that. Yeah. Like, if she's sleeping on her stomach, she bends her leg at the knee.
So it's facing up?
Yeah.
And she sleeps like that?
She sleeps like that.
Wouldn't gravity pull it back down?
No, it's completely...
Like, or even just like the muscle gets tired?
No, it just sticks up, right? And sometimes it's not even out of the blanket, so it looks like there's something down there.
Stop it, Shem. Okay. Time to move on, please. Next DM, Maria.
Okay, Renata says, which leg do you start going down and up the stairs with? Does it match your writing side?
I think it depends on where the railing is that I grab onto. Because if I grab on with my right hand, then my left leg is the first one to go.
I don't think I've held the railing
at
in a
home,
long time.
My railing is on the right when I'm going up the stairs.
So you go right leg?
Yes. No, I go left leg.
So opposite.
Left
Mine
leg
is
first.
Always...
If I'm grabbing the railing with my right hand, my left leg goes first.
No, when I start walking or anything like that, and when I climb stairs, it's right leg first. I'm left-handed.
Right leg first?
Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense, but how about you guys?
I'm right leg first all the time.
Yeah.
I'm right-handed. I just do everything on my right side.
Yeah,
I'm left leg on a stair first.
Are you? I wonder if it has to do with your writing hand then.
I don't know.
And it goes opposite.
When I see stairs,
right-handed, you use right leg first.
Yeah.
Because even if you say this, right? Like, okay, here, everybody stand up for 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody stand up. David Moore, stand up. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to march in place on the count of three. Which foot hits the ground first?
Oh, my right foot.
Left foot, right.
Left for me.
Left for me.
Yeah.
Left for me.
Right.
Left.
And you're right, Maria?
Yeah, I go anything on my right.
Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Huh. So maybe, other than Maria, maybe it's supposed to be like opposite of your writing hand.
Is there something wrong with me? Am I doing something?
That's weird. if I start running, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I was to start running, would I? Yeah, if I start running, my right leg goes first. If you start running, which leg goes first, Mocha?
So here's the thing. If I'm getting ready to run, my right foot is always...
Stand with your legs perfectly together. And if you were to take off running.
I go right.
You go right.
Yeah, right foot. Okay, this isn't a flex.
Yeah.
But I think I know why.
Okay, why?
I'm not saying this to flex at all.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But when I do... Don't laugh. Promise me, everybody.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. When I do like boxing and Muay Thai...
Yeah.
I stand in what they call a southpaw stance, which is right foot
forward.
First.
Yes.
Right foot forward. So I'm used to always having my right foot ahead. Anyway. Right.
When you were a kid,
yeah.
What leg did you kick with? A ball.
Left.
Left.
Yeah.
Now what do you kick with? A ball.
Oh, same still thing? Left. Yeah.
Still left. Okay. Uh-huh. So you do have a dominant left leg.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that what makes
But when I walk or climb stairs, it's right. always my right foot.
Right. So what I'm saying is we're the same. Because I kick with my right foot.
Yeah.
And when I walk upstairs, I use my left.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same.
There we go.
Yeah.
I think I'm broken. I can only do things on my right side.
Your left side is broken.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Maybe that's why you're single.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Dang.
Damn, that did not last long.
Yeah. Oh.
We only talked about the other day that Maria's single. Now,
maybe.
Wow.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah, that's the reason why I broke up. My left side's incapable of doing anything.
You're only giving half of yourself. Just saying.
You couldn't even last 24 hours.
Put in the effort.
Maria saying that she's single now before you go in on her.
Put in the effort. I'm just saying.
Okay, you know what? Right? I think this is a good time to stop with the DM deep dive. Keep them coming in. Maria monitors all the KISS social accounts and brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
I'm going to go cry.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
All right, DM deep dive time, y'all. Thank you for all of your submissions. We talk about the DMs every single day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Willie says, what is one skill or something in general you would have loved to learn at a young age? For me, it definitely would have been sewing. I've always wanted to learn for years, and now I'm finally learning.
Mm. At a young age.
See, I learned how to sew when I was young. I love sewing.
Tight pants.
Yeah.
Right?
Love sewing.
A skill. Money management at a young age, like high school.
But
right?
Would it have changed you now, though? Do you think?
I don't know. You know what? Actually, I enjoy like photography and like video editing, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into that like way after. I think if I would have learned that, but
you couldn't
maybe,
have though. You couldn't. Well, what
no,
are you going to do?
Maybe like, my life would have taken a different path.
But at
right?
all, but like, there's nowhere to even learn that. Like, you'd have to go to like school, right? Like
yeah,
for that,
I learn everything on YouTube.
I mean, don't get like I just like something completely simple. I would love to be able to sit down at a piano and play anything.
Oh, good one.
Right? Yeah. I really would. I think it's really cool. When I see somebody who, especially when I see like, you know, somebody who I think is an idiot and they're really good at piano, mm-hmm. I'm just like, what a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
You know? I often wonder as well, like, if I would have kept playing the drums, because I played drums for like 7 years, right?
Yes.
And if I were to keep up playing the drums, like where my life would have gone. Would I have been a part of a band, right? Would I have been a part of a successful band?
You don't know.
Right?
You don't know.
Would I be touring the world?
Do you still have drums at home or no?
No.
No?
I'm sure we can get a set. Guys, how long have I said? Because I play drums, Shem sings, Maury plays the recorder, you play the guitar, Roz. Yeah. Maria, what do you play? Clarinet, right?
No. No.
What do you play?
I used to play the trumpet.
Okay, so Maria on the trumpet,
this
right?
is going to be terrible.
I've always said, like, we should have a jam session in here, right? With, like, no practice whatsoever, just to see what happens.
Can I just say, there's never been anything in this world that I've wanted to be a part of less than in a band with somebody who says, I used to play the trumpet.
Like, guys, do you know?
It was a pocket trumpet. Nah, it was so cute.
No, thank you.
How amazing that would be.
No,
we could have our own tiny desk concert
no,
in here.
No.
Me on the drums,
no.
You on the guitar, Maury on the recorder.
The recorder, that dirty old recorder.
Maria on the pocket trumpet.
No.
Don't forget, we have the band name, the Whistle Wetters.
Yeah, no.
And then
no,
Shem
no.
singing. One no, of no. these
it's
days,
not, it's not gonna happen.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. Make an album.
next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Josie says, if you guys could pick a song for this point in your life, what would it be?
For this point in my
yes.
life? What does that question even mean?
So, like, how would you describe, like, what your life is like right now? Like, anything.
Oh!
So, like, this era that you could, yeah.
It doesn't have to be a song from this era, but, like, a song.
Like, describing, like, the life point that you're in now.
Pff, yeah. Guys. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without room. This is my selection. Because I'm happy. Clap along. Okay. Happy. Pharrell.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hold on. Maury submitted one here. Let me see what Maury's song is. We are either going, who's going to guess? Are we going to go with a Madonna track? Yeah. Or are we going to go with a Mariah Carey song?
Oh,
knowing Dan and Maury.
I do not. I think it's going to be something like, because Maury's current stage in his life right now is that he's got a broken arm and he can't wash. So I think it might be something to do with that. Like maybe something a little bit more depressing.
Oh, okay. Let's find out. Because you had a bad
day. Oh, yes. Yeah, on it.
Yo, called it, son.
Wow.
That is great. Wow, Roz.
Is there a better song? I don't think so, Moore. I think, okay, that's the one to beat.
Wow.
That's the one to beat.
Okay,
that's the
Maria,
one to beat.
Hit us.
Hey!
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Oh. Very relevant. Yay. Very relevant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay. That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Newly single Maria choosing single ladies from Beyonce.
Damn.
That's the anthem. How many times you listen to that song so far, Maria?
So many.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, this is good. This is good.
Shem. With Shem, let me see. I think Shem is going to go down early 2000s pop or some sort of a gospel type track.
I think it's going to be...
Oh, you think it's going to be like something like super ratchet?
No, I think that Shem is in a good place in his life right now. I think that Shem is thriving. I think that Shem's song is going to be both uplifting, catchy, but also, I'm going to say, sort of encompasses his feeling that right now in life he's at his best.
Roz, you're like Nostradamus, bro. Listen to this.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Nostradamus, bro.
Every single one of these songs, just like, it's the personality of the person and where they are in their life. Okay, Roz, you're next.
Couldn't think of one.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. This is what happens when you DM to the Roz and Mocha show. Maria gets them, brings them to the show, and these are the conversations that happen. Of course you don't have a song.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.